Mr. Zero's in Roseville, Minnesota, 55113. Carrying classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too at MrZeros.com. Cheerio. This week on Mr. Zero Psycho Jail of Vinyl Radio Show, we're doing from Edinburgh, Scotland, the Bay City Rollers. Greetings. Welcome to another episode of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week from Edinburgh, Scotland, the Bay City Rollers. This episode is dedicated to my lifelong friend, Bobette. They started out as the Saxons in 1966. Sometime in the early 70s, their manager decided they needed a different name, so they took a map of the U.S., threw a dart, and it hit Bay City, Michigan. So they went by the Bay City Rollers. As the Bay City Rollers, they released 9 LPs from 1974 to 1978. They had 23 45 singles. They had a Saturday morning TV show that ran from September to October of 1978 for 8 episodes. The band was formed by Alan Longmuir, who was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, as was all the rest of the members. On the 20th of June, 1948, we just lost Alan on this year, on July 2nd, 2018. He played bass guitar and later switched to rhythm guitar. His brother, Derek Longmuir, played drums. He was born on the 19th of March, 1951. You just heard from their very first album in Scotland, Ain't It Strange, from October of 1974. Coming up now from May of 1975, Disco Kid.
Bye.
Just heard from December of 1975, Wouldn't You Like It. Before that, we heard the number one hit from September of 1975, Saturday Night. Interesting story about that song. It was released in the UK in 1973, and it failed to chart. Only the lead singer on that track was Nobby Clark. instead of one Leslie Richard McEwen, born on the 12th of November, 1955. He was the lead vocalist for all the albums from 74 to 78. Though he was born in Edinburgh, his parents were actually from Ireland. Their lead guitarist was Eric Faulkner, born on the 21st of October, 1953. He was also the second vocalist and the main songwriter in the band. Their bass player was one Stuart John Woody Wood, who was born on the 25th of February, 1957. Started out on bass and later switched to rhythm guitar. Coming up now, the number 9 hit from March of 1976, Money Honey.
Give it, I can't afford to cry.
just heard the number 54 hit from September of 1976, Yesterday's Hero, written by Vonda and Young from the Easy Beats, also of AC/DC fame. My old friend Grace got to see the Bay City Rollers in August of 1976 at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines, Iowa. Her recollection was, she can still remember going to Kmart to pick out plaid fabric to make her outfit and banner for the show. She had their pictures covering her walls. The Irish-born Ian Mitchell was in the band at the time. This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios, sponsored by Jambot's Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a train game for your cell phone, folks. Check it out. Also sponsored by Mr. Zeros in Roseville, 55113, selling records like you're listening to now. CDs and cassettes, Nintendo video games, movies, and toys from decades ago. Right next to Mavericks for the last 9 years. Be sure to check out my upcoming article on RosevillePatch.com on the Bay City Rollers that you're listening to today. If you'd like to hear back episodes of our show, go to MrZeros.com, check the podcast key, and the drop-down menu will show you 55 episodes to choose from. Coming up next from July of 1977, David Bowie's Rebel, Rebel. Yeah. That was Back on the Street, the last album with Les McEwen from 1978. This has been Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. Tune in next week for...
Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's at LARPinter in Lexington, next Old Mexico. Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like Kiss. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and Coleco. Mr. Zero, Psycho, Jello, Vinyl Record Radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar. Just like 1974, nerd is the word. In St. Paul, Mr. Zero's at LARPinter, Lexington, next to Old Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's.